With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The ethanol industry and its backers in Congress have a new concern over the Environmental Protection Agency's handling of summertime E15 sales, allowed so far on a temporary summer-to-summer basis. Ethanol producers and corn growers won a partial victory earlier this year when the EPA announced it would allow summertime E15 sales permanently in 8 Midwest states, but not until next year. Now a top ethanol state senator says that even that date may change.
I'm hearing rumors the Biden administration might even delay the implementation of that rule for those 8 states till 26. And I've let them know that that better not be the case.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley argues it's bad enough the rule applies to just those 8. Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Grassley and Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar would change that.
Our legislation would codify the year-round nationwide sale of ethanol blends above 10%. The bill has support from Republicans and Democrats, small ethanol refiners, and can you believe it, even major oil producers.
But as for the immediate issue of delayed rule implementation in the 8 affected states, a spokesperson for the senator says ethanol industry members have voiced concern. They fear the administration may not be moving in a timely enough manner to implement year-round E15 in the Midwestern states by next year. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company, we're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business, relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer, you're part of our family.
A certified appraiser with Compeer Financial says farmland values in southwest Minnesota have risen nearly 40% in 4 years. Rachel Dabrico says the Farm Credit Cooperative tracks the market using a benchmark property in the state's southwest corner.
And since 2020, we've actually seen about a 30 to 40% increase in land values.
Dabrico says recent sales indicate relative stability in farmland prices.
There is potentially a very small decrease, but there isn't enough land sales happening to say that that really is the case. I would classify it as a stable market in the last year.
Dabrico says there has been investor interest, but most farms are being purchased by farmers. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.